Hi, my name is Linda Talaferro, and I help professionals build confidence, understand the value of relationships, strengthen their interpersonal skills, establish executive presence so they can be properly, strongly, robustly positioned for their seat at the table. Whatever your table looks like, I want to help you get that seat. I want to help you get there. So join me each week as I share valuable insights that help you get your seat at the table. And if you want to participate with me in these conversations, I suggest that you head over to my Facebook page at The Tea with Linda. So I look forward to seeing you there. Greetings, greetings. Linda Talaferro from The Tea, The Extra Effort. And it is Transformational Tuesday. So for those of you that are joining me for the first time, The Extra Effort is a career advisory firm that I started about 3 years ago. And we're focused on helping professionals get unstuck, helping them strengthen key skills so they can get their seat at the table. For the past couple of Tuesdays, I've been talking about a subject that tends to be kind of in a mystical area for a lot of professionals, let's say. It's a topic that, although you can Google about it, you can read about it, it still remains something that appears to be out of reach for a lot of professionals. And I believe it's because of a lack of understanding of what it is. So I am, for the past couple of Tuesdays, been trying to break it down so that you can get a clear understanding of what executive presence is. So when I first talked a couple of Tuesdays ago, when I opened the subject, for those of you that joined me, if you didn't, you might want to catch it on a replay. I talked about what it's not, because I thought it was better to come from that perspective so that you can really latch into it, because we've all seen leaders that exemplify what executive presence is not. And that's what I talked about a couple Tuesdays ago. And then last Tuesday, I talked about two of the three components of executive presence. I shared with you that three components are gravitas, communication, and appearance. And last Tuesday, we really dug into communication and appearance. So tonight, I'm going to wrap up here on the East Coast. It is tonight. For those of you that join me in, on Eastern Standard Time, I usually do these Transformational Tuesdays at 9 p.m. And so if you're anywhere in the world, though, it may not be nighttime for you. But I just wanted to make sure you understood why I mentioned tonight. On this particular Transformational Tuesday, we are going to button up this executive presence topic. And I'm going to help you with what is the largest component of the three. Actually, it represents over 60% of what it takes to exhibit executive presence, and that's gravitas. And so for spelling, if you want to research it later, there's a lot of information out there. Gravitas, G-R-A-V as in Victor, I-T as in Tom, A-S, gravitas. So now you say, okay, Linda, it's the biggest component. What is it? I like to simply look at it, and I'd like to keep things simple because a lot of times we tend to make things more complicated than they need to be. But I like to look at gravitas as presence. It is that presence that a person has that commands the room. In particular, gravitas tends to show up when there are stressful times, when things are a bit chaotic. And you have that individual that is able to decisively speak, communicate very clearly, do it in such a way that commands the room, gets attention. They are able to lead within the chaotic environment and corral everyone such in a way that the chaos goes away. That's gravitas. They have that presence that they can show up and they can actually shift the dynamic from being crazy to calm and give everyone a clear view and perspective of the path that they need to go down in order to solve the problem, resolve the conflict, put together action plans, whatever it may be. So it's that presence. They're not the ones in the room that have their arm folded and they look like they're closed off. They're not the people in the room that have to scream or yell the loudest in order to be heard. They're not the people that have scowls on their faces or, you know, I hope this doesn't happen often, but either pound on tables or storm out of rooms when things get challenging and difficult. Those are not the individuals exhibiting gravitas. It's the exact opposite. The exact opposite. When things are stressful, the people that have a high amount of gravitas calm the waters. Now, if you've been following me for a bit, you're probably already taking the walk and making the connection. You're probably already connecting the dots to emotional intelligence. And you'd be absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. When you have a high amount of emotional intelligence, you're very self-aware, you're socially aware, meaning you read the room, you know how to manage your emotions, and you're able to have relationship management, even in the midst of chaos, you have high emotional intelligence. Those people usually exhibit a high amount of executive presence as well. They go hand in hand. They definitely complement. Emotional intelligence complements and is foundational to executive presence. So if you made that connection, good for you. If you didn't, I just helped you right now understand what other aspects are important for you to make sure that you have strong executive presence. And the reason why emotional intelligence is so important, and the reason why you have to have that in order to build your executive presence, is because you have to be rooted in a sense of accountability. You have to be accountable for your actions. You have to be accountable for how they affect other people. You have to be accountable for the decisions that you make. Be prepared for the decisions. That is when you have a strong sense of gravitas in your executive presence. Now, as I mentioned, gravitas mostly shows up in stressful times. It's a person that's had very decisive leadership. They have excellent communication skills because they're able to quell the room and get people down a path. If you go out and research this word gravitas, you're going to see the word charisma. I tend to not categorize it as charisma because I believe that being able to calm waters, drive decisiveness, reduce chaos, and do it in such a way that commands the room, keeps people engaged rather than disengaged, and really motivates and inspires people, has nothing to do with charisma. It's not a measure of charm. It really is a measure of your high emotional intelligence and being fully present. That's why I say that gravitas is presence, not so much charm or charisma. If you want to build gravitas, as I just shared with you, make sure you raise your emotional intelligence. That's the first thing you want to do. You can have assessments that are done. There's an excellent, I use this assessment often with my clients, and that is the Emotional Intelligence 2.0. It's a book, and there's actually an assessment that comes with it. Excellent, excellent tool for you to be able to measure exactly where you are today so that you can get a visibility to where your opportunities are and then work on building those. And you know, I'm all about relationships. And so as we are bridging gaps in our development, it's always great to have an accountability partner so they can give you feedback as you're working through building your emotional intelligence. And one way you can start practicing it, and, you know, a lot of people believe that this comes only because of where your box is on the org chart, but I would challenge you to think differently, because having executive presence and raising your gravitas has nothing to do with where your box is on the org chart. And one way to really, really hone your gravitas, your skills is, you know, speaking truth to power. Now, I know that sounds very, very daunting and challenging, but I mean, if you've done the work, you know the value that you bring to the table, You've established your relationships. You know, you have presence that you've really worked on, and you see an opportunity to raise a level of awareness around an issue. Speak the truth to power. Speak the truth to power. And you need ways to do that that really will move the room. People will realize that you're present, you're in the room, and you'll see the shift taking place around that particular subject because you have spoken up. You have brought it to light. You have called it out. And you've also provided a methodology and ways to get around it. But you didn't curl back. You didn't withdraw. That's part of showing your executive presence. You know, that drives respect. That, you know, gets people to listen. You raise their level of awareness of your integrity and the fact that you have a stance and you are strong in that. So that has nothing, again, to do with what's on your business card, the title that exists. It has everything to do with who you are as a person, all the values that you bring to the table, not just your work product, which is what we are always so focused on, is all the task at hand. As I often say, we're so focused on the doing. But what I've been talking about today and the past two Tuesdays is about the being, which we really need to take to the next level. So if you understand what executive presence is now, you've got the three components nailed down. We talked about communication and appearance last Tuesday. Now you understand the largest part of it, which is gravitas. You get the connection to executive presence, which is so important. This is foundational to your next level opportunity. Now that you know what it takes, and now that you have the definitions, and you even get some information about how to build it, let's get on the path of raising our being and get it to the level of our doing. I put a link that you can connect and schedule a call with me that we can talk about in your particular situation with your particular nuances and what you bring to the table, how you can get about exemplifying, emphasizing, raising your game around executive presence. Do not hesitate. Everybody, I mentioned this last Tuesday, it may not be something you walk in the door with, but it's definitely something that you can take into the next door with you, be that the office, be that the initiative that you're going to lead, be that the new opportunity that has come your way. It is definitely a skill that will separate you from everybody else, and it's a skill that you can acquire. Click on the link, schedule a call with me. I would love to help you along that journey and to specifically put a roadmap together for you and your situation so that you can be ready for your seat at the table. Look forward to talking to you next Tuesday at Transformational Tuesdays. Take good care.